Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
This message is brought to you by the Capital One Venture X card. Venture X offers the premium benefits you expect, like a $300 annual Capital One travel credit for less than you expect. Elevate your earn with unlimited double miles on every purchase, bringing you one step closer to your next dream destination. Plus, enjoy access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. The Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Welcome to the Songwriter Connection, the podcast that delves deep into the art and heart of songwriting. Each week, we gather around the dining room table to uncover the stories behind the songs. We invite you to join us on a journey to the creative minds of the songwriters who shape the melodies of our lives. From Nashville, Tennessee, here's your host, Dave Linehan.
This is episode 178 of the Songwriter Connection podcast, and we're into mid-October right now, into fall after a very brutally hot summer. Our guest that's with us today joined us about 100 episodes ago. Since then, he has done so many exciting things, and we are very excited about having back Cliff Dorsey today. Hey, Cliff, how you been, brother?
Doing good, Dave. Thank you. I'm excited to be back.
You're looking really well, man. Your success agrees with you, huh?
Yeah, I've just been putting my head down and working best I can. Been
you
putting
have.
The miles on. Last year alone, went over 40,000 miles just for shows and radio.
Wow, that's amazing.
It's a lot of miles on a truck and a little car and a few plane rides that don't count.
That don't count, right? You get your miles built up that way, though.
That's yeah.
For sure. Yeah. So last time you were here, you were living in Florida and you were making the trip to Nashville a lot. But now you're here, right?
I'm here. And I mean, I am traveling a lot, but it's good to be here in Tennessee. I'm actually up there in Goodlettsville, up north a little bit.
Yeah.
A lot of people like to call it the older part of town.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe Garth Brooks Hills like stays up there somewhere.
I think he has a ranch up there.
Yeah, somewhere. Yeah. I keep on trying to run into him in the Publix.
But,
yeah, this crazy town. I mean, all I do is work while I'm here.
Yeah.
And I try to.
What things are you doing? So when you work, you're signed with a label, you're Black Sheep Records.
Yes.
So they keep you very busy, huh?
They keep me very busy. Also, my manager, Emily, she keeps me very busy. And going out there and doing country radio, meeting the DJs state to state.
That's good to do that. Yeah.
Played absolutely. My first show in Vegas this summer. And
wow.
A few of them, actually.
Where were you at in Vegas?
Gillies. Yeah.
Well, boy, there you go. They still got the bull and everything.
They still got the bull. I had to get me a belt buckle on the way out of there.
You got to, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was 114 in Vegas.
Ooh, but it's a dry heat, right?
Yeah, I was there the same time that the Grateful Dead experience was happening at the Sphere.
Wow.
So there was a bunch of, I think they're called Deadheads, walking around.
Yeah.
And, you know, John Mayer was joining them. So,
wow.
Love some John Mayer. We're actually going to talk a little bit about that.
We are going to talk a little bit about John Mayer today. After we get people caught up on what you've been doing these days. You had an exciting summer. You were at Fanfare for CMA, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
That was my first time able to be a part of CMA Fest.
Mm-hmm.
I had a booth at Fanfare, got to meet country music fans from all over, had a meet and greet from 10 to 3 every day.
Every day.
And got to listen to Dolly Parton speak, Lainey Wilson, Cody Johnson, Thomas Rhett. I may be forgetting one, but I was busy talking to people myself, and it was really cool. We set up, we got headphones in the studio here.
Mm-hmm.
We had headphones set up with New Neon playing on it.
That was your last record. We're going to talk about that.
Mm-hmm. And then Your Guess, which hadn't been out yet, that was on one. And some stuff that's coming up was on it as well. And they're like, oh, that, like, that's you singing? No way. Like, that, let me come get a picture. So I was actually really busy all day. I met about 200 people a day.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, really expand your scope there. And when people hear that voice, they got to be. I mean, it's just, you've got that perfect country, little baritone kind of voice. You really do.
I don't look like it either. Or I don't even feel like I maybe even sound like it in an interview. But I thank God that I'm able to have the voice. I've been working on it for a while, for sure.
Good.
It wasn't right out the gate, but it's a voice that I'd like singing with, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And we love hearing you. So we had you at last on, I want to say it was December of 2022. So a couple years ago. You've grown and evolved a little bit more as an artist since then, haven't you? In what way? Tell me how you've...
Oh, well, I mean, I've done a lot of firsts since then.
You have, haven't you? And we just touched on a couple of them.
Right.
Go ahead.
I mean, being in the studio more, playing more band shows. I mean, I did a lot of band shows before, but not as much studio work. I got plenty of music out there.
Yeah.
But it was kind of a different experience here in Nashville, the way everything happened so fast.
Mm-hmm.
Doing a ton of interviews.
Yeah.
I mean, radio, that'll get you.
Will get you. Yeah.
That's like three stations a day for like two weeks. Or
they call in
weeks.
You, or were you traveling to most of those?
So yeah, it was travel.
It was travel.
Yeah.
So you bring your guitar and they hook you in and you
exactly.
talk and play.
Yeah. 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 Mm-hmm. Just sing in front of the microphone and smile. smile for the camera.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir.
Right.
It's good that you do that.
Yeah. And yeah. I was intimidated by that going into it because I didn't know what these radio DJs were like and what they were going to ask me and how it went. And I mean,
we've had a little bit of experience with that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, exactly. But I know you're amazing. And
no.
You know, I didn't know what I was getting into each time. And I'm happy to say that, I mean, it's been an amazing experience.
It's good to make friends with those guys because they can make or break your career. So it's good that you do that. And they'll remember you for that. They really will.
It's nice getting to know about them.
Yeah. Isn't it?
It
it's pretty cool. And to see a different studio every day when you go. Yeah,
that's true. Set. Some of these studios are like luxurious and some of them are a closet, which isn't bad at all.
Right.
It's not bad at all. You still get great sound. And I mean, the personalities and the DJs. I mean, like yourself.
It's a lot of fun in it. I bet it's a lot of fun. Yeah. I'm talking about first, you did this. Tell me about this National Fallen Firefighters Foundation shows that you've been doing.
Right. So a song on the new Neon project was called Raise One. And it was for raising a glass to first responders and veterans out there.
Mm.
And I wanted to do something with it. I wanted to give back in some way. I know there's like a ton of organizations. Well, we found the National Fallen Firefighters Foundation and saw that like the funds are going directly to support families of first responders or departments that are too small that don't have the funding for basic safety gear.
Mm-hmm.
And we started selling merch to all the profits go to them. And then obviously you can make a contribution if you want by scanning a code. And it turned out great. We raised some money. And then at the end of the summer, they said, hey, we're having this Fire Hero Bash where we're having 500 firefighters come out, different departments up there in the New Jersey, New York area.
Wow.
And would you like to play it? So I went up there and played the Fire Hero Bash on Jersey Shore where the backstage was the beach.
Amazing.
Yeah, with the dock and everything.
That wasn't any fun at all, I imagine.
It was a blast. I rode up there in a van with my bandmates and played like a show up there on the way, and then also afterwards we went to New York City. I got to see Times Square for the first time.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, being from Little High Springs, Florida, where it's two red lights, and
wow,
it's I feel like I'm one of the few to see New York City from there. But
did you go to the 9/11 memorial?
So I didn't get to do that. I only was in town for about a night and a half because I was playing a theater up there. And what I did during the day was I actually saw some firefighters in stationed in Queens, and it was awesome. We sang for them. They pulled out the truck and sang for them in the hangar. It was one of the oldest departments in the whole state.
Imagine some of those guys were there for 9/11, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I probably could have asked, but
do they want to talk about it.
Right. No. Yeah, that's true. Actually, I probably wouldn't have the guts to ask that. I was just happy to be there. So hospitable to us. We sat down on around the big round table that they have, and they fixed us coffee.
Yeah.
Which I was like, let me fix. He's like, no, this is, let me show you around the department and show
Isn't
you.
That great?
And it was coffee that was made, grinded, like the whole deal in New York, like a couple of blocks away. And it was amazing. Wow. Sweet Leaf, I think is what it was called. Yeah.
When I think of New York and the great food and stuff that's there, I always think about New York pizza because it's like, did you get a slice?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. I mean, it's like nothing else, right?
Yeah, it's amazing.
And they got great bagels there, too. And there's so many things to see and do. I mean, you could spend weeks and weeks there. I imagine that will not be your last trip to New York.
It won't. It won't. Yeah. I will say driving in New York City, I don't want to make a habit of that. I did okay. But my manager, she was more versed in it. And I said, and she did a lot of it. I was happy about that.
That's good. Take you around.
Yeah, the first responders have their work cut out for them up there.
Oh, I bet. I'll bet. Can you imagine? I just can't.
No. Yeah. No, I saw just a tiny bit of it, and it was outrageous.
Amazing. Yeah. You come from a small town. Small town compared to New York. You know, I mean, that's, wow. You're Northern Florida, near Gainesville, right?
Correct.
And the town was?
Yeah.
I can't remember.
So, my town is a little bit north of I-75. Mm-hmm. It's near the Santa Fe River. A lot of people know Ginny Springs, which is a network of springs that people come from all over to go to.
Wow.
Gainesville, Florida is home of the Florida Gators. Yep. Go Gators. I know like 99% of people listening to this will be like, no.
No. Roll Tide.
Yeah,
something. Okay.
But it's also home of Tom Petty. A lot of people don't know that.
We talked about Petty last time, man.
Yeah. I got to say that every time.
Every time.
We're proud.
Yeah.
And it's steeped in the culture there.
And you still play a lot of shows down there, don't you? Festivals?
Yes, yes. Yeah. Quite a bit. I try to go down there as much as I can.
That's good.
I got a really loyal fan base down there. And, I mean, they're really supporting me in everything that I do. I'm getting new supporters of my music everywhere, especially doing radio.
Yeah.
But to go home and do a show and the other artists down there that I write with quite a bit. My buddy Houston Keen and I came out with a song called Swanee Waterhole. And
and that's streaming everywhere?
It's streaming everywhere. It's a fun song. We didn't try to do anything serious with it, and it turned out great. Like,
awesome.
Great reception. And
Is it one you play out?
Yeah. I try to not play it much out just because it is a duo thing.
Right.
And I kind of save it for special occasions with him because I do get to play some shows with
folks. Are just going to have to go on interwebs and check it out. Whether you get it Spotify, whatever, it's streaming, right?
Everywhere. Right.
Please do that, folks. Do that. Now you have a new record out right now, and I want to talk about it.
Yes.
And it's pretty special to you. And although it's a cover, you didn't write it. It has a special meaning to you, doesn't it?
Yeah. So this song is a John Mayer song, and the first time I heard it, I thought this song just speaks about life. It makes you stop and think about it. And that's something that I love so much about country music songs.
Yeah, me too.
And I mean, it was, to me, I hear a train beat in it. And I mean, it's called Stop This Train, Everyone. There Stop you go. There's the title. Yeah. And I was just like, this has to, has anyone done a country version of this? And no, they haven't. So I was like, all right, well, I feel like I'm the guy for it. All the men in my family drive freight trains. My brother's fourth generation.
Really?
Yeah, my dad's been a freight train engineer for 45 years. He's retired now. Wow. But High Springs originated as a railroad town. That's how my family got there.
High Springs.
Mm. And then it was just like that's how my family is. They're really, really close. And they deal with each other's stuff and problems and happiness and laugh together and all that. And that song just really painted a picture for me to where I was like, this, I know I can do this in a way to give it the reverence that it needs. And, but also have another vein of this song needs to be out to people, you know?
I agree. Well, let's listen to it. Yeah. I'll play it for you right now. This is Cliff Dorsey. Song is out there. You can stream. We're going to listen to it right here. Stop This Train. Might sound a little familiar to you, but man, you do it upright. I love this. Love how you did this. Made it your own.
No, I'm not colorblind. I know the world is black and white. Try to keep an open mind, but I just can't sleep on this tonight. Stop this train, I wanna get off and go home again. I can't take the speed, it's moving in. I know I can, but honestly, won't someone stop this train? Don't know how it's said, don't want to see my parents go. I'm one generation's length away from fighting life out on my own. This train, I wanna get off and go home again. I can't take the speed, it's moving in. I know I can, but honestly, won't someone stop this train? Stop this train, I wanna get off and go home again. I can't now I see I'll never stop this train.
What a voice, huh? Did I tell you? Right? It's Cliff Dorsey, and if you're just discovering Cliff for the first time, let me say, where you been? And A, welcome to the party. This guy is the real deal. Dude, you had so many amazing musicians on this song. Let's talk about that whole process. Your new producer and the people that are backing you up are big time, right?
Yeah, so Tim Galloway was the session leader. Janelle Arthur was the producer. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, Tim's over there. He's playing banjo, acoustic guitar. He came in, and the song's a little lower than the original, and he's over there tuning his guitar. I said, is this going to be a, like, can you do this? He's like, I have you covered. Don't worry.
I got you. Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean.
Wow. There's a pro.
I think he's ACM Musician of the Year or Guitar Player of the Year.
Wow.
He's also, I mean, he's had up for many nominations, had many nominations. Fiddle is Janae Fleener, which is
wow
CMA Artist of the Year like a million times in a row.
She's like
I keep on like hesitating. I know it's like five at least. It may be six now.
I think it is six now. She's it's amazing.
Yeah. And then Janelle Arthur is the producer. She's singing harmonies on it.
Okay.
And Matt Rovey was also engineer on it. Just an amazing team in there. There's several like steel.
I love the steel.
All my favorite players. Mark Hill on bass. I need to start memorizing all the names. But what I'm trying to say is that was magic happening in the studio. If I don't know if you could tell there, but it was
A-list people, man.
Yeah, and it's a progression in my career.
Yeah,
the more and more. And fun fact, it is the exact same band that was on New Neon.
Really?
And it wasn't on purpose.
No?
It was literally just
one of those things?
Yeah. I got a hold of Janelle and she said, yeah, I got the perfect band for you. And then I looked at the lineup. I said, you know this is on the other album, right? She said, really? And like really? Went back and was like, it's the exact same lineup.
Oh, my God.
But different studio.
Was meant to be. How about the guys you go on tour with? That's a different band, of course. Those guys that have been with you for a good long time?
They've been with me for a long time. My buddy Logan Fisher, we met while working at Lowe's together.
What?
Whenever I was like 20.
Wow.
And I met most all the other musicians through him, whether it be my bass player, guitar player, and every once in a while, we can get old Gary. Gary's a steel player for Brooks and Dunn.
Oh man!
And he kind of like just showed up on the Gainesville scene, and he got to play the New Neon release party with us, and it was a complete honor.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I will say that if you don't get anything, and this is a brag, if you will. If y'all don't hear anything else I say today, just know that God has a plan for you, and He has put some amazing people in my life to where I can live this crazy dream, and on top of that, like try to make a difference in the process. Awesome. That's with the National Fallen Firefighters Foundation. That's one of the things.
I love that you give back like that.
Any benefit, and it's not because I'm trying to do clout or whatever, but I'm fully aware that I'm a person that writes and sings songs. That's a thing in itself, but it is that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like fame attached to it or anything. It's so what do you do with that? You make a difference with it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's people out there that really need help and they need a way to get what they absolutely have to have.
I love that. Yeah. So you're living the dream. And
you're living the dream.
Yeah. That's awesome. That's good. And you deserve. I hear such a difference between New Neon and this new project. To me, it's like you've stepped it up. You've taken it to the next level. Your voice is even richer and more polished. Do you feel that too? Or can you sense that?
I think I'm chasing finding my sound.
And finding your sound.
Yeah.
I think you found it.
Well, that's good. That means it's working. I know it's a process, and I am on like a desperate search for it. And maybe I have found it, but I'm just trying to
stay honest.
And that's what yep. these singles say.
And I will tell you, if you haven't found it, you're pretty near. You talked so much in the last podcast, which I really admired about you, about staying true to yourself and being genuine. Because you can't fake that, right?
Yeah.
That's still important to you. Still,
I'm sure some people can fake it, but eventually we catch on.
It catches up to
you. Yeah. Yeah, and
absolutely.
As I said, I try not to make it that difficult. I do admire some of the smoke and mirrors that people do. I like how people do their PR and stuff. Now everybody knows everything about you, and
yeah,
that's cool. But it was also kind of cool to like wonder where things came from. And
yeah,
but to answer your question, yes, that's still where I'm at. Mm-hmm. And just trying to be myself, be genuine, not have to go up there and put on an act of any sort. And being from North Central Florida, people, you know, go, what, country music? Why? But if you were there, if you take a trip to my hometown and meet the people, you would understand exactly why I say what I say and who I am.
Are you saying that country music isn't as big there, or it really is?
It is. It's not intentionally big there. What I mean is, it's just a part of the day to day life, just as. And I mean,
just the way
country radio is big there, so I guess I shouldn't. It's just part of the culture where I'm from.
Right. And you're really into the outdoors. You like to hunt. You like to fish. And
This song that I'm going to be singing for you today is one that's coming up to release, and it's got some outdoor elements in it. It's about my brother and I going fishing together and. Counting white-tailed deer on our way out.
Wow.
I grew up running dogs and sitting in the tree stand and turkey hunting and basically the whole thing. My dad made sure that we enjoyed the outdoors, and my brother's 12 years older than me, so he could take me when my dad couldn't, and he could walk a lot farther than my dad too. So he was working me out. That's for sure.
That's awesome. What is the name of that song? Tell us about the writing of it.
It's called When I Think Aldine, which is
kind of, I Think Aldine.
Yeah. It's kind of a deceptive title because, basically my brother's 12 years older than me. That's how I start the story every time. Mm-hmm. He had a 1994 GMC step side. It was black.
Wow.
And that's easy to remember because that's the year I was born. It had glass back exhaust, which is just brand name for really loud exhaust.
Really
and
loud.
It was just a cool truck. And he still has it. He's actually rebuilding it right now.
Cool.
And we would hook up my dad's John boat and go out fishing during summer vacation when I was out of school.
Mm.
And we just sit out there, talk about life. One time we forgot the sunscreen. And we got super, we decided to go. We're like, we're here. And there was no shade whatsoever. So we got super sunburnt, terrible, but we caught all the fish that day.
Wow.
I mean,
big. What were you getting?
Largemouth bass and bluegill. And so then we get back in the truck one day, and we're always listening to something, you know, Guns N' Roses, Merle Haggard.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, what was some other stuff? Hank Jr., The Conversation is one that we always listen to quite a bit. Or The Highwaymen also as well. Mm-hmm. I was a highwayman.
Yeah.
I was a highwayman. anyways.
Johnny Whelan and Chris.
Yeah. And we got in there, and he said, man, this new guy, I saw him in concert down south, and down South Florida. He blew me away. He's from Georgia. His name's Jason Aldean. And that was the first time I had ever heard that name. And he put in the CD, and it was Hicktown, Amarillo Sky, Why, Lonesome USA.
Great record. I remember
Good
that
to Go.
Yep.
Yeah. And that was our, we liked that. We mm-hmm. kept it in the CD player and we played it over and over and over and sang Amarillo Sky. And did I say Amarillo Sky? I think I did.
That's all right.
I may have said Amarillo by Morning. Yeah. I'm sorry if I said Amarillo by Morning on accident. But yeah, anyways, that's what the song's about. It's about spending time with my brother who introduced me to When I Think Aldean. And I hope people out there, when they hear the song, they go to a place in their memory that is spending time. And maybe it has to do with the song, maybe it doesn't. But just it's the nostalgia.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're going to listen to that song. I want to take a real brief break first. Okay. Don't go away. Cliff Dorsey's with us today on Songwriter Connection.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Graham laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Graham keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit LGUSA.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Graham laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
You're listening to The Songwriter Connection with Dave Linehan. Find us on Facebook and YouTube at The Songwriter Connection Podcast. And find Dave at thedaveconnection.com.
Sorry
now back
you.
To the show with your host, Dave Linehan.
Sorry to leave you hanging like that, but I wanted you to wait and listen to the commercials. This is our guest, Cliff Dorsey, is back with us today. And he set up the song. So, dude, let's do it. Let's do it. Let's not make him wait anymore.
Here's When I Think Aldean. Kind of like a Friday night high school fastball wonder. A day that felt like 7 years of summer. 18 was a 90s GMC. John boat on the water, beer and gasoline. Never turned out of bed to go fish with your brother. Catching largemouth and bluegill. Cook up for supper. Sometimes we just let them go. In a spot only a few folks know. Putting miles on steps at short beds. See here a truck in my mind lives on forever. The sound of the glass backs riding around. They're burning up the speakers, Bull Hick Town. Pouring out the whitetail as we drove by. Singing every word of Amarillo Sky. Like a sunburn we both got from being green. Burned into my memory was a burnt CD. When I Think Aldean.
Beautiful setup.
Fast forward to dreams about guitars and tip jars. Learned three chords and the truth wasn't that hard. Working my hands and fingers to the bone. If I wasn't clocked in, I was playing a show. Starting writing love songs and getting love all wrong. My good to go turning to good is gone. When she left town that day, I was in lonesome USA. Putting miles on steps out of short bed. Sierra, a truck in my mind lives on forever. The sound of the glass backs riding around. And burn up the speakers, Bull Hick Town. Pulling out the whitetail as we drove by. Singing every word of baby, tell me why. Like that first heartbreak I had was so bittersweet. Burning my memory was a burnt CD. When I Think Aldean. When I Think Aldean. Think about miles on the steps and short bed Sierra. A truck in my mind lives on forever. The sound of the glass backs riding around. And burn up the speakers, Bull Hick Town. Pouring out the whitetail as we drove by. Singing every word of Amarillo Sky. Like a sunburn we both got from being green. Like that first heartbreak I had was so bittersweet. Think those memories I made back then today made me when I think how deep. Think how deep. Kind of like a Friday night high school fastball wonder, a day that felt like 7 years or something. 18 was a 90s GMC, jumbled on the water, beer and gasoline.
Beautiful, man. Beautiful. Thank you. Man, you had me there. That was, you took me away. I was there fishing with you.
Yeah. It's, I mean, we would have a whole lot of fun just hanging out together.
Awesome. Mr. Aldean would be impressed. Are you listening, buddy? You got to hear that song for sure. That's great.
Yeah. We got the same band on it with a fiddle and steel guitar. And, mm-hmm. It is a different, hitting song. So I can't wait for y'all to hear it.
Well, I think it's a hit. Do you have any idea when it'll be out there? It's coming soon.
Yeah, it'll be coming soon. I'm thinking somewhere around November, unless things change. So actually, pretty soon. Okay. So
awesome! You have to let me know. We'll spread it on our Facebook page.
Definitely, definitely. I'm really excited to share that with everybody. I mean, they're talking about getting to know me. I think that's about as close as you can get so far.
Wow! Yeah, it takes you deep. I love it. I love it. So you've been writing a lot these days, and is the label putting you with people, or are you able to pick and choose a little bit? Tell me how that process works.
I'm just milling around town,
meeting a lot of other big writers.
Yeah, meeting a lot of folks that are super talented, and mm-hmm. Asking them if they'd like to write one. And mm-hmm. a lot of times, you know, the writers rounds help.
Yeah. Are you still doing a few of those? I know you did two for me, and
yeah,
I appreciate it.
And I mean, I want to do more as well. Mm-hmm. So I'm always down. It's awesome. Just hard to get me in one place right now, which I apologize about, but I want to do it.
Yeah.
And
but you're out there and you're touring and you're supporting what you're doing, and it's not like you're loafing around,
right? But the
what you're doing is more important, I think, than a writer's round.
But
it's certainly more fun.
I think it's just. The writer's round is one of my favorite things ever. Obviously, like, it's because people are there to listen to an original song. They want to hear a story. That's what it is.
Yeah.
And then you're surrounded by your peers that are just, they'll blow you out of the water. They'll blow you away and just inspire you to work harder and also just, like, be the friendliest people ever at the same time. And it's just... yeah, that's what I've
been
doing.
It's inspiration, too, right? Yeah. And you see where the bar is sometimes.
Yeah. And it's inspiring to, like I said, all I do is work in the Nashville area. Mm-hmm. And it is very, very inspiring. And I get a lot of songs written and wrote.
Yeah.
So some of them, one thing that I enjoy as well is just writing a song that somebody else is going to sing.
Yeah.
Like it's handmade, handcrafted for them.
I got you. Yeah. So you write with who's in the room, in other words, right?
Yes.
So as they say. Where do you like to write? Do they have offices there or do you go to different places?
The National Songwriters Association is where I like to go a lot of the time. I have a lot of writer friends that have their own places that mm-hmm. makes it easier for them. And
sure does.
It's just as easy for me.
Were you a member of NSAI?
Yes.
You were? Okay.
Yes,
still?
I am. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And I
read organization, folks. If you don't know about it, look it up.
Yeah, it is a resource that if you don't have a place to write and you're trying to write songs in Nashville or you're just trying to be a songwriter in general mm-hmm. and you're in the Nashville area, you're missing out if you're not a member.
Yep.
I mean, it is a great resource to have, and everyone there's treating me very, very well, and it's a place that is easy to go in and work.
Mm-hmm. Been some great songs written there and produced. It was Harold Shedd's old office. All those great Alabama albums.
Yeah,
just right there. So,
On
Roy
I hate to spread rumors, but I think on top of Alabama, somebody told me that Billy Ray Cyrus recorded "Achy Breaky Heart" in that.
You know,
studio.
I think I've heard that too.
I didn't look it up. So here, now the rumor lives on.
The rumor lives on.
I hope it's true.
If it's not, we're starting that.
Yeah.
And we forgive them for that one.
Yeah.
Just kidding. So Stop This Train is the new song. You've got a new, kind of a new philosophy. Well, but this seems to be the way it's done today. You're going to be doing not an EP release, but you're going to do single by single by single, right?
Yes.
As you go.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And I'm hoping at the end of that, because I still find value in CDs.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they'll all make it on a CD.
Yeah.
And I mean, it just seems like it could be a project, mm-hmm. but each of these songs need their own elbow room. I guess that's the best way I can put it.
There you go.
I
that's a good way to put it.
Yeah, I think they're all stories, and they need to go out in the world and find their own crowds, and maybe it's some of the same crowd, maybe it's some different, but I know it's the format. It's
yeah.
It's you know, the algorithm and this, that, yeah, and the other. Yeah. But I honestly try to be conscious of that, but I let other people take care of that.
Yeah,
it's my job to
you got
write the music and treat people right.
There you go.
That, you know, nobody has a bad experience with me.
There you go. I know some artists will say, "Yeah, I got to get out every month, get a new one," and I'm like, "Yeah." To me, that just but if that's the way it's being done today, I get it. I like the elbow room approach. I think let a song grow a little bit and find an audience, you know?
Yeah, I agree. I personally think that every 4 months would be the most.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you are about to drop like a 25 song CD or album, double album, whatever it may be. Mm-hmm. Then I guess 4 singles in a row makes sense.
Mm.
But I also, there's everybody's got their own journey. There's no right answer. Yeah. And a lot of people, whenever they release songs rapidly, it's also they're trying to figure out what works.
Right.
And the reality is, no matter how good you think a song is, it's weird on what works and what doesn't. Like, you never know whenever you release a song whether it's going to resonate with people or if it's going to find its way to the crowd or not.
When do you know it's working? Do you get that feeling when you're playing it live or just amount of streams?
Me, before I release it,
mm-hmm.
Before I release it, that is, I try it out at shows and see what the crowd thinks about it. If I see people that are well-versed in country music, new and old, I personally like country music. To me is more like there is a style of country music that is undeniable country music.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the people that I try to hang around.
Yeah.
Okay.
yeah.
But,
well, who are your favorite artists today? Who do you like?
So my favorite artist today would have to be, Tyler Childers.
Oh yeah.
Cody Johnson.
Oh yeah.
What do I listen to a lot of? I really like Zach Bryan and that genre. But I would say like Zach Top. I'm really happy with what he's doing.
Yeah, he's pretty cool, man.
I got to see him at CMA Fest. I didn't. We were checking in and stuff, and you know, I wanted to say hello and everything. I just waved and he waved and that was, you know, it. I don't
want to. Well,
he's
what,
on
man.
His way.
Last summer I played at the Bluebird and I opened I had the first show. He was in the second show and I didn't even know it. I could have hung around and met him.
Oh.
You know, and I just recently found that out. I was looking through stuff I had and I saw the flyer from that they put on the tables. You know, first set was here and then it said Zach Top. I went, oh my God, I missed him. I missed him.
Yeah.
It's crazy. He's something.
That'll happen. I feel like he's going to be around for a long time.
I got a feeling he's doing that country. And, you know, it's the country that's on the radio today, that pop country. I'm not putting it down in any way. It's different. But some folks, like you're saying, like that traditional kind of classic country sound.
Yeah.
And that seems to be the vein that you're in. And there's it's out there. If you look, it's out there.
It is out. I think it's all out there. And mm-hmm. I appreciate that it's all out there. I think mm-hmm. it's starting to really all share the spotlight as well. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is I understand country music trying to make money and get as many people as involved as possible. Mm-hmm. And I agree with that. And I think there's a place for every country song. There's a crowd for everybody.
I agree.
But I think whenever at some point in time they were saying that, you know, well, we welcome all and we, you know, have room for all of it and all that stuff.
Right.
And then you hear a certain type of country being played on radio and basically just that mm-hmm. until the Chris Stapleton came along, the like something that started seeming a little more retro, what seemed to be coming out of Dave Cobb's studio, mm-hmm. basically, and like Shooter Jennings and all them, then it started to turn this way. Now I feel like you're starting to see...
Tides turning
of, yeah, here's some traditional, here's some whatever, like pop country, if you want to call it that, and mm-hmm. Here's some R&B, here's some this, that, and it's all country in a way, mm-hmm. which, yeah, that's great.
Because room for everybody.
Because what I think what it did, and I'm not trying to, I'll get off my soapbox
no,
in a second.
No, this is good, this is what I want.
Is it takes the opinion of the country music fan away if you don't have all that on the radio, because someone will say, you know, I want to hear, you know, Cody Johnson at one point in time, mm-hmm. and they'd be like, oh well, we don't have his songs, mm-hmm. and if you want to hear some more traditional stuff, then go over to the next station,
mm-hmm.
you know, this is where new country is.
This is where Shaboozy is.
Whatever it is, yeah. you know. Mm-hmm. And but now it's Shaboozy and Zach Top and yeah. Zach Bryan and Chris Stapleton and
mixed together.
It's all there.
It's all there.
I'm done now.
Yeah. No. It's you know, and I understand the need to broaden the scope.
Yeah.
You draw more people in that way.
Yeah, next time I'll try to keep that in 15 seconds.
No. It's very good. It just the thing I think about sometimes is they try a little too hard to do that. You know, watch the CMA show and I'm like, is this a country show? Is this Colin, give me the country.
Yeah.
So anyway,
I don't have room to tackle that one.
we're gonna keep it in the songwriting mode, and we're going to hear another song from you that you've been writing all these great songs. So, do you know what? We haven't played the one that before this one.
Your
guess. Yeah. Tell us about the writing of that. That's done very well for you.
Yeah. So my buddy Josh JP, as he's known.
JP.
I actually met him at a songwriter's round over there at Scoreboards, over there near the Music City Bar and Opry Mills. And he's just sitting at the bar. I was like, man, that guy does something in music. I don't know what, but he looks like it.
He looks
and
like
I went over there and said hello. And I was like, hey, do you sing? And just got to a point, and he's like, no, I don't. I was like, do you play an instrument? No. And I was like, well, I'm running out of things, I guess.
What do you do?
I was like, do you write songs? He's like, yeah, I write all the time.
Mm.
But I don't know. I don't sing and I don't play. I was like, well, all right. You want to write one sometime? And literally, your guess is the first song we wrote.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Magic. It you know became a single and people are just loving it and I loved it. Mm-hmm. I think it's another one of those that tells a story.
Two of my favorite songs.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And it's in that Texas country vein. Awesome. So I sat down with a guitar and he had the idea, and we just made it happen.
Cool.
So
I'm anxious to hear it.
Yeah.
Hear it live around the dining room table.
Let's do it. Let's that's in tune enough.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Here's your guess. It goes like this.
Your guess.
From start to finish, she can read me just like a book. I know I'm pushing my luck when she gives that look. She tells her mama I'm a creature of habit. By now you think she would about had it. From start to finish, she can read me just like a book. When you gonna grow up, learn to walk that line. My bags ain't packed, but run a short on time. Said I'm doing my best, why you losing your mind? Can't you see, baby, that I'm trying? Say your guess, it's as good as mine. I know she loves me, only her and Jesus give that much grace. She's an angel for putting up with all this hell I raise. I need more letters written in red instead of ones in neon buzzing over my head. I know she loves me, only her and Jesus give that much grace. When you gonna grow up, burn off that line. My bags ain't packed, but running short on time. Said I'm doing my best, while you losing your mind? Can't you see, baby, that I'm trying? So your guess, it's as good as mine. Guess she finally had enough of me not getting better. She listed all her reasons at the bottom of that letter. Now I'm gonna grow up, learn to walk that line, unpack those bags, let's spend a lifetime. Nice. Give it our best, walk side by side, till you just come back. I'll never stop trying. Is she ever coming back? Is she ever coming back? For your guess, it's as good as mine. Your guess. It's as good as mine.
Oh, find it. It's out there streaming everywhere. But there's the live version around the dining room table here on the Songwriter Connection podcast. Cliff Dorsey, good to see you, man.
Yeah, so much fun.
You are looking well and you're doing some magical things. So continued success in everything that you're doing. You've got a lot of fall festivals coming up here, back down to Florida and things like that coming up here in the fall.
Yeah, we're getting ready to go down there and carve some pumpkins and sing some country music.
Oh, yeah.
I got the Briar Patch over there in Newberry, Florida, which is actually the town that I played my first country show in, at Backyard Barbecue.
Mm.
And then after that, going over there, a place called Sykes Family Farm Corn Maze. Ooh. And that is typically a couple thousand people every year.
Wow.
Which the other one's pretty big as well. But I'm going to have little shows all around there, playing in St. Augustine with the band.
Nice.
And you can find me there. You can also find me in Gatlinburg and a little bit of all over the place. So,
awesome.
Yeah, unless something cancels or got to sing the national anthem at the Super Bowl or something.
You'll make time for that, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
You did sing the national anthem somewhere recently.
So I did, actually. Yeah. that was funny. I wasn't even thinking about it. I sang the NHRA drag racing finals, awesome. The Gator Nationals. I did that this year, and it's so much fun. It's my second time doing it, but
wow.
There's a bunch of people there. It's in Gainesville, Florida, so it's a lot of hometown crowd, but also people watching on TV and coming from all over the place to race. And it's so much fun singing the national anthem. Those cars start up and take off down the track with you behind them. And
wow.
It's a rush.
Sounds like fun. Absolutely. And we can always keep up with you on your websites and your different socials. Tell us where to find you.
So it's Cliff Dorsey Music. So CLIFFDORSEY Music on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. And there's a ton of videos and content and schedules. Also, CliffDorsey.com. You can find where you can donate if I got something going on for like the Fallen Firefighters Foundation or whatever it may be, and some new music and when music's coming out. So y'all stay in touch.
Keep us posted, all right?
Yeah.
All right, Cliff, good to see you again, buddy. Looking good. Dave. Sounding great. Appreciate it.
We hope you enjoyed this intimate glimpse into the world of songwriting and found inspiration in the stories shared by our talented guests. Remember, the magic of music lies not only in the notes and chords, but in the emotions and experiences woven into every lyric. Until next time, keep listening, keep creating, and keep the melodies alive.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Graham laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Graham keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit LGUSA.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Graham laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.